Hello, my name is Eileen. I will be discussing the importance of the Lewis and Clark expedition. It all started when Napoleon was at war in Europe and he needed money desperately. The President of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, bought the West. The Louisiana Purchase doubled the size of America. This piece of land was 828,000 square miles. An acre cost 42 cents. The U.S. paid a total sum of $15 million. President Jefferson's choice to lead the expedition was Meriwether Lewis, his former secretary. Having reached the rank of captain in the U.S. Army, Lewis possessed military discipline and experience that would prove valuable. While in the Army, Lewis had served in a rifle company commanded by William Clark. It was Clark who Lewis chose to assist him in leading this expedition. Meriwether Lewis, William Clark, and around 30-plus other members of the expedition left St. Louis on May 14, 1804. They traveled in a big keelboat that was 55 feet long, 8 feet wide, and capable of carrying 10 tons of supplies. They also had two smaller boats called pirogues. They sailed by rowing, setting poles, and sometimes by wading ashore and pulling the boats with ropes. They made 14 miles upriver on a good day and passed a few trappers coming down to sell their pelts in St. Louis. In November 1804, the Corps of Discovery arrived at the Hidatsa Mandan villages and soon built a fort nearby. In the American Fort Mandan on February 11, 1805, Sacagawea gave birth to her son Jean Baptiste, who would soon become America's youngest explorer. On August 12, 1805, Captain Lewis and three men scouted 75 miles ahead of the expedition's main party, crossing the Continental Divide. The next day, they found a group of Shoshones. Chief Camille Waite turned out to be none other than Sacagawea's brother. On August 17th, after 5 years of separation, Sacagawea and her brother had an emotional reunion. After talking, they were able to buy the amount of horses they needed. Sacagawea turned out to be a very important person to the corps as it traveled westward. Through the territories of many new tribes, some of these Indians prepared to defend their lands because they had never seen white men before. As Clark noted on October 19, 1805, the Indians were inclined to believe that the whites were friendly when they saw Sacagawea. A war party never traveled with a woman, especially a woman with a baby. During the council meetings between Indian chefs and the corps where Shoshone was spoke, Sacagawea was used and valued as an interpreter. On November 15, 1805, Lewis Clark and the Corps of Discovery reached the Pacific Ocean at the mouth of the Columbia River, 1 year, 6 months, and 1 day after leaving St. Louis. On November 24, 1805, the captains put the crucial decision of where to spend the winter to a vote. Every member of the expedition participated in what would be the first election held west of the Mississippi. Clark's slave, York, and Sacagawea both voted 60 years before the end of slavery, and more than a century before either woman or Indians would be granted full citizenship. The majority decided to cross over what is now Oregon. They built a fort near present-day Astoria, named it Fort Clatsop, before they left station camp on November 25th. Lewis used a branding iron to burn his name into a tree. When they were heading home, they decided to split into two groups to explore more land. On September 23rd, the corps arrives in St. Louis, ending their journey after 2 years, 4 months, and 10 days.